What's poppin'?
This is Tay
and Cass
with the Level the Fuck Up podcast.
I think I just learned at a young age that it's all about who you know and faking it till you make it.
What is poppin', Level Up Tribe? This week we have another interview with Lindsay Ann, who is also another destination wedding and elopement photographer. She actually is based out of the UK as well as Florida. And honestly, we connected via Instagram, just the good old way everyone connects. I started following her back when she was in the UK during COVID, loved her style, loved her vibe, and we recently connected. And so I'm really excited for her to just to dive into her experience in the UK, along with just her experience as a photographer. So if you're a photographer out there, there's a lot to learn in this one.
All the things. So stay tuned. She's amazing. She's incredible. She's super talented. Follow her on Instagram, Lindsay Ann Photo. She kills the game. And just like so many tips and tricks for traveling and elopement photography and how she's pivoted. So it's really inspiring. So here we go. And diving in, Lindsay, why don't you tell us where you're from now and just like a little background of like who is Lindsay?
Okay. Who is Lindsay? Hey guys, so excited to be here. So I'm Lindsay, known on Instagram, Lindsay Ann Photo. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, but I moved about a year ago back from the UK, but I grew up mostly going between the UK and Florida. So back Florida side. Happy to be here, enjoying the weather. It's a lot better than Scotland right now, that's for sure.
Okay, cool. I love it. Okay, so when you lived in
I'm doing great, sweetie.
When you lived in the UK, walk us through that. What brought you there? Why did you want to live there? And were you doing photography full time? Like, tell us all the deets.
All the deets. Okay, so I guess kind of going back, like I've been in the photography business. I started Lindsay Ann Photo probably about like 6 years ago. And I kind of just like, I didn't really know. I knew I wanted to do something creative, but I never thought about building like photography and like a business in one. So it probably wasn't until like, long story short, I like kind of had a career change where I graduated from college. I was set to like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I have this PR degree. I have a French degree. I'm going to move over to Europe and I'm going to do something over there. And then kind of like the universe or God or whatever you believe in had like different plans for me. So I ended up having like to get back surgery, and that kind of like put everything to a halt. So I basically was just healing on the couch and just like picked up a camera and was like taking photos of my dog and stuff. And I was like, wait, I love this. And then kind of got in with like working with a style blogger, and she was like, wait, you know, this would be great if you traveled with me being my assistant and my photographer. So I feel like my world growing up of constantly traveling and going over to Scotland all the time, because I have a British passport. So I always knew my end goal, no matter what I did, was going to be to like end up over in Europe, you know?
Yeah.
So then when I like got into photography and I was working with the style blogger and we were traveling, I was like, wait, I can really merge the two worlds together where I'm traveling and doing photography. But like, what does that look like? And this is kind of like at the beginning of the scene where influencers and like travel, like the travel influencers were really popping off. Like you'd see, like, I don't know if you guys ever followed like Alexis Ren and all that.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, and Jay Alvarez. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So that was kind of like at the scene of like when I was like, ooh, photography and like, ooh, travel. And okay, so they're doing it. They're younger than me. Like, how the fuck can I do this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of decided, me being a photographer for a style blogger and assistant, one, I should never be anyone's assistant. Like, I need my own damn assistant. I don't need any to be anyone's assistant. But yes, I was kind of like, this is not what's like meant for me. But what gets me up in the morning is photography. Like, never in a million years thought that would happen. But I knew that I wasn't being fed with like a PR degree. Like, I was like, cool, you know, but it wasn't like driving me to wake up every day like photography did. So I had just been seeing, I've always been like a little sucker for love, just love. So I was following a lot of influencer accounts for photography, but then also wedding accounts. And I was like, you know, I kind of like want to get into this event, see what this world's like, you know?
Would you say like Instagram was like a big influence on like what your capabilities were?
Major, because
that's cool.
I knew one thing that like I love about my mom so much is that at a young age she always showed me that the world is so much bigger than I ever imagined. So it's not like I grew up in like a small town and only knew what was around me. Like, she was constantly like making me travel. Like, my first flight by myself was 8 years old over to Scotland. Like,
so like as a child you were always really curious and like always loved that.
So it was like I had this curious mind of seeing the world, but then Instagram gave me a view of like how I could really sell not only travel but like mixing photography as well onto Instagram. Like, I think it just kind of came around the right time. Do you know what I mean?
So backtrack a little bit.
College,
did you graduate with a degree or did you drop out or?
No, so I graduated with a degree in public relations and French.
Nice. And do you feel like that had any like correlation in like how you knew how to sell yourself? Because like you're super successful in photography now, and then also like, you know, building a business and booking in the UK area. Like, how did you market? Like, how did you know Instagram would work? How did you believe in that process? Like, walk me through that a little bit.
So I think it was really all about like, I think I just learned at a young age that it's all about who you know and faking it till you make it. It's kind of like that attitude of act like you've been there before. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like to act arrogant, but just be confident. Do you know? Like, I think that was definitely like instilled in me through my mom. Like, she owns her own business. She came from nothing. And she like really, so she's from Scotland, came over, really worked her ass off to have like that American dream. So at a young age, I always knew that it was like, if you put in the effort, then you will get rewarded. So I think for me, it was kind of like, okay, and you'll have to like remind me on my question, because I feel like I'm about to back like to side note off of it.
Oh no, you're good. You're doing amazing. Okay. And you radiate confidence. The question just really was like, what in like what about you or like Instagram or whatever like kind of showed you how to like sell yourself and like market yourself and be successful in photography.
So getting this will be kind of like where it all ties in. So when I went on, when I decided like, okay, I think I want to dive into what it looks like to be a photographer in the wedding industry, I signed up for this. It was, I don't know if you guys know her. She is kind of like turned into like a mommy blogger now, but she was the photographer for Happily Gray. Her name's Emmy Lowe. She's out of Utah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They're all out of Utah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember her.
Yeah. So she had a retreat, and I went to that, met some of my best friends to this day there, and she said, she was like, you know, wedding photography isn't for everyone, but if you like, you're willing to, you know, kind of like deal with all the pressures of the day, it can be great for you. So I learned on that retreat like how to not shoot auto. Like, I mean, I literally didn't know anything about the camera and learned how to shoot in like harsh lighting, dim lighting, inside, outside, golden hour. And because it was in Utah, I basically just kind of took that mentality of like, okay, like I'm here shooting a bunch of different sessions, you know, in Utah. People don't know I'm here for a workshop. So it's like, why don't I just kind
of... You just reached out to a ton of people.
Well, no, no. This was all through the retreat.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, through Emmy Lowe's retreat. So
got it. Oh, okay. So it's like all the styled shoots that she had on, and then you just promoted that.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Like anyone goes to a retreat and has like content and then
all this content.
Gotcha.
So I started just posting that. And then I realized like I really thrived off of learning. And I knew that I didn't know enough to go out on my own. And I also knew that I had the savings to where, sorry if you can hear my dogs. And I knew I also had the savings to really, and do you need to stop them?
Ollie Pop. Don't you know we're podcasting?
Damn it. Come here, guys.
Quick pause here.
Yeah, sorry.
No, dog kids, they take priority always.
They really do.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Okay, so after the retreat, you had all this content, you posted it. And also, and remind me, like, I feel like to some people listening, though, like to photographers coming up, like follower count does like kind of, I don't know, matter to them in a sense. Like what, because you're really successful, like following wise and stuff. Like, what do you think like your beginning following was at this point?
Oh, it was nothing. It was a couple hundred. Just my friends that followed me, you know, like I wasn't even like Lindsay and Photo on my Instagram yet. I just like changed it and was like, all right, this is what I'm doing. So I had savings and I knew that in order to be the best, I would have to like learn from the best. So I just invested my first year of going to a shit ton of retreats and like went to Alpine. I even did like a one-on-one mentorship with India Earle out in Utah. So
we're doing amazing. It's okay. It's okay. Keep going.
Hear them over there. So I basically just spent that first year just absorbing as much as I could.
Gotcha.
And every time I traveled, I had content from like all these places I was going to and all these shoots. So then I thought, okay, I have a bunch of travel coming up still to go over to Scotland to see family and stuff. So I'm like, why don't I just set up a shoot myself? Like, I know what it entails now. So why don't I do that?
Mm-hmm.
So I like bought like a dress off Lulu's and went over there. I went over to like the Morrisons, which is like a grocery store, local grocery store, and like got a bunch of sunflowers and like put it together. You know, I just was like so basic and had my first shoot out in Scotland. So now it's looking like I have content from Utah, content from Washington, Scotland, Florida. So I was able to really sell, hey, I am a destination photographer right off the bat.
That's,
you know,
so
what I mean?
Good. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, like I want to travel for photography, or like I want to be a travel elopement photographer without actually going to the locations already. Or like, because I feel like a big part of like, if you want to book a wedding in Iceland, like so many photographers do, I feel like it's like, well, one, invest in yourself. Like you said, I feel like that's huge to just like show that you have travel content and you are worthy of that. Because then if you have the content in your portfolio, when you reach out to somebody, they're more likely to be like, fuck yeah, I'll work with you. But I think too, it's like, if you listening out there, if you're a photographer that wants to travel, I think retreats are great. Like, I mean, we're big believers in that because that was a big success for me in my business as well. But I think too, like going to the places that you want to shoot first and then either shooting yourself there or like reaching out to somebody, like even like at a local grocery store, like getting flowers, but maybe like making a friend at the grocery store and being like, do you want to do a shoot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I get inspo from like Stephanie from the Daisies or like Tezza. Like they do these shoots that like are in places, or even like Indie Blue.
Yeah.
They do these shoots in places where are so unexpected.
Right.
But just like really kind of show that you can make really anything work if you just like put a little creative spin on it.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about your time in UK. How long were you there?
So I was there for a little over a year. It was always a dream of mine to move over there. And then I spent about a year saving up for it. Because I was like, anyone listening, and Cass and I will get into this because we talked about this on our own, but if you are wanting to like go off and like move somewhere grand and different, like that's awesome and all power to you and go for it. But I definitely spent a year working my ass off and like saving money to do that. Like would not recommend for some people it works out, but not every time. So spent like a year saving, and then I was over there for a year before the pandemic hit. Mm. And it brought me back. So I would still be there today if it wasn't for COVID.
Let's talk about the good and then we'll dive into the bad. So let's dive into the good of living in the UK. What did you like about it?
Oh my gosh. Creatively, I felt like it was more me. Like I just felt like there was like a missing piece that just fit. Sorry if you can hear my dog.
It's okay. You got it.
Okay. I just feel like it was like a missing piece that just kind of like connected. Because again, it's not like, for me, it wasn't just someplace cool. Like I consider Scotland more home to me than Florida. So it was just like finally like being able to live this dream out. And creatively, like it matched the mood and the type of content that I wanted to create, even like on a daily basis. And I really found like that my niche was shooting these small, intimate destination weddings. Like I loved being able to target Americans coming over and like doing like a small, intimate wedding in Scotland, like in Glencoe or Skye, or if they did it in Italy. And I don't know, I just felt like my overall work just was so much better because I was able to give more to my clients every single, wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about the hard part in regards to like living situation, finding an apartment, gas, car, like all the logistical sides. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. So like I said, grown up going over to Scotland my whole life, you'd think I would know it in and out, what it would be like to be a local, but holy shit. No, I did not know. It was so hard, just like the stupidest stuff, like setting up a bank account or getting a phone number. Like it was so difficult. So I did find that. So I was living in Edinburgh, which is like a city. It's popping off like with, people. Anytime something was going on the market, it was like gone like that. Anytime I would like go, and they had like different apps and stuff and like Facebook groups, and like I was able to figure out how to get into those groups and find the places that were having showings, and I would go to them. And it was just like, you grow up, you don't realize how spoiled you are in the States until like you start going to some of these places that you're viewing. And it's like, everything is so much bigger here. Like everything, like our refrigerators, our sinks, like for our bathrooms. Like I kid you not, my sink for my bathroom, my dad laughed at me. He's like, this is smaller than like a motorhome sink. Like anytime I washed my face, I had to like tilt my head to the side and like throw the water up. Like it was just, it was like a whole thing. I found my first flat. I think the bank account whole thing. So because I didn't have like certain amount of credit, it was hard to even set up like a phone. They need to show proof that I had a bank account, but then the bank account like wanted to show proof that I had enough credit here. It was just like, everybody was like, oh, well you need to go here to get this. And then you'd go there and they'd be like, oh no, you need to go here to get this. So it was like a constant triangle of trying to figure out the system, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like okay, how do I like be a civilian here? You know what I mean?
No, for sure. I feel like I dealt with my own like experience in Hawaii, and obviously Hawaii is still part of America. So like I didn't even have it as hard as you. But like that's the one thing that people don't talk about is when you move somewhere that's like a destinational place, that it's harder than you think it is. And like, yes, it looks glamorous and it's like beautiful and all the things. And like, obviously all your photos are amazing. And like all the people that are listening that like want to be destination wedding photographers, they're like, wow, like you lived in the UK. Like I would love to do that, which is amazing, and not saying don't do it, but it just is like, people don't talk about the hard part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. No, it's like, I think the biggest thing is knowing your why. I mean, you can say that for anything you do in life, but when you're doing a huge move like that, I mean, my why was that I was being able to live out like my childhood dream. So anytime I'd come up against something that was extremely hard, like that was just, it was again, just trying to like be a civilian. There were so many obstacles that were just so silly. You know what I mean? Yeah. That, for instance, like when I would go grocery shopping, like food here is good all year round. Like you could literally go into a supermarket and you can find whatever you want that's in season. It's not like that in the UK. Mm-hmm. So like even just like craving avocados, I couldn't go into the grocery store and like buy avocados. Like, and then I remember like my friend got one and I was like, that's way too, like, that's not in season. Like, that's not going to be good. Like, no, this is how we eat them there. And it was like rock hard. And I was like, oh my gosh, like you don't even understand what a good avocado is like. You know what I mean? Like,
that's, it's crazy.
It's just little stuff like that, that every day would kind of make you stop and be like, oh wow. Like I'm living in a different country, you know?
When you were there, did you miss the States quite a bit?
I feel like that's hard because yes and no. Like I am very much of like, I'm very good with out of sight, out of mind. Like once I get into like the flow of what I'm doing, I'm good. But anytime I would come back to the States, I'd be like, oh, like get me back. Like I was like so ready to be back in Scotland, but there would be certain things. Like, for instance, Thanksgiving, like they obviously don't celebrate Thanksgiving. So like my first Thanksgiving, I was by myself. I like FaceTimed my mom and dad and like had them like help me learn like how to cook something. You know what I mean? It was like stuff like that that definitely makes you
totally
kind of sit back and like appreciate like, wow, like I maybe took this part of it for granted or, you know, like again, like being able to go to a store and get an avocado.
I think that's like the best part of this podcast is the avocado story.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call the podcast.
Totally.
I know.
And I also wanted to like off of kind of the hard, I want to go down like what was like the most important thing that you learned and what was your life like before you learned it? And now what's it like after you learned it?
Oh my gosh.
If you could name like a specific.
Well, I think it's kind of hard because my world was stopped because of also like the pandemic. Like, so I was living over there when it hit. And, well, I was paying for a flat over there, but I got stuck in the state. So I feel like what I learned, you know, kind of like goes hand in hand with the pandemic. But I think that, I think just like loving where you're at, like even in the hard times, like again, kind of going back to knowing your why, you know, like I, for photography, for instance, like I learned that in the States, people spend so much more money on everything more than in the UK. So like, my mom always told me, you know, like it's going to be hard to have a business in the UK. And I was like, well, why? And she was like, well, there's a reason why a lot of successful people that are, you know, British end up coming over here. Cause it's like, you can't make the amount of money that you can, like you can't in the States. So I was taking like a huge paycheck cut, like major, like I could be making, I make triple what I make in the States versus in the UK.
Damn.
And so I was willing to sacrifice that. So it's like learning
for the
like,
experience.
Okay, yeah. So it's like, okay, what are your whys? And like, what are you willing to sacrifice? Like, mm-hmm. are you willing to sacrifice, like, you know, being potentially like that goal of like a 10K wedding photographer, mm-hmm. you know, not making anywhere near that. You're making like maybe $1,000, $2,000, mm-hmm. but you're getting to like travel included, but you're yeah. getting to like go to all these really amazing places and experience all these amazing experiences. So I think it was just like really taking it in, because I knew that my time would come mm-hmm. where I wouldn't be able to do that anymore. And yeah. so just being like present and like going with the flow of stuff, like if something didn't work out, mm-hmm. it was okay because I was living my dream. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. No, that's really well said. I love that. Yeah. And do you want to stay like in the States forever, or do you ever see yourself like moving back, or like what's that look like for you?
You know, it's so hard. It's so hard because I thought if you were to have this podcast with me when I was living there, I'd be like, I'm staying here forever.
Right.
But I feel like, so I was able to go back after things kind of settled a bit during lockdown, because again, I thought I was going to be gone for a couple weeks. I mean, I packed up my suitcase that morning that I was flying out, which I never do, but I was like, fuck it, I'm going to be back in like 2 weeks. Like, I don't really care what I pack. Mm-hmm. So of course the one time I do that, I end up getting stuck for like 8 months in the States. So I was able to finally get back to my life. And, I don't know, like when I walked in, I to my flat, like I knew that I had unsettled business, and I was mm-hmm. just like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, I'm supposed to make this happen. Like, I have to make this work. And then it was like the day or so before I flew out, I did like, there's this long drive that I love to do in like the Highlands, and you like lose service. And so it's just like very much one with nature. And I hit all my favorite spots that just kind of like are very grounding for me. And I had this moment where I just felt like an overwhelming sense of peace about mm-hmm. coming back to the States. Like, I just knew that my time was up. Like, it, mm-hmm. it's not that I was at this point being forced to come back here. It was like, I was finally at peace with coming back and like being able to face what that next part of my journey looks like, or chapter looks like.
That's well said. I think too, like, I mean, even talking to Cass about it and you about it and just like other people that have lived in other places before, it's like, there's a sense of like you grieve like
totally
that a side of you like couldn't make it work, or like but it's not that you couldn't make it work, because you did for the period that you did. It's just like really like listening to like the universe and God and whatever you believe in, and like the push to maybe it is just time for a different chapter, you know what I mean? And I think that exactly. it's good to come back to yourself and center yourself and be like, I have peace with the time that I had here.
Mm-hmm. I think I was so scared, like, cause I'm an Enneagram 3. So I think I felt like I was, Cass, what are you?
Like a 7 or an 8.
I can see you as a 7 for sure.
Yeah, 7. That's a 7. I did it one time. I don't really remember, but I know it's around there.
Somewhere up there. But yeah, no, I felt like I was a failure if I wasn't making this work. And I kind of just like got to a place. And this is before I had Ollie, my dog in my life, or Brad, my boyfriend. So it was just like, I just kind of let go of feeling like I failed, you know, mm-hmm. because the pandemic affected everyone, you know what I mean? So everyone had to pivot. And I feel like the people that didn't learn how to pivot are the ones that struggled the most, because you have to learn to like be flexible and roll with the punches and learn how to adapt to like whatever society is throwing at you. And mm-hmm. I just kind of felt like, okay, I've already been suffering for a year financially, because I was getting to the point in my career before I moved where I was able to make a good, like a decent amount of money on a wedding. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't having to bust my ass every single weekend. And I went back to where I was, I wasn't making a lot of money, but I was busting my ass almost every single weekend to like get this, get, you know, finances, yeah. like yeah. pay my bills and stuff. And so that was hard because I was like, okay, I worked my ass off for a year. And they always say, like, for people that are wanting to move, give yourself grace for a year of like rebuilding, because people think like, oh, like that was something that I learned, very humbling experience, where I was like, I'm Lindsay Ann Photo. Like, I've got this many followers. Like, I'm an American coming over and living in the UK. Like, of course people are going to book me. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? You know what I mean? Like, you're nobody, you know, you have to like, wherever you go, whether it's to another state or across the world, like you have to pay your dues and you have to show that like you're willing to work wherever you are. And
different perspective than like who we had on the last podcast, because it's like, I think that there's like a point in you that you're like, no, you have to do the work. Like, it's not going to just come handed to you, but it's like, because like at the same time, some people doubt like, who even am I to do this? I'm not enough. But then like in your situation, you were just like, I need to humble myself and also be willing to do the work that I know that it's going to take.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Cause that's the thing, is like, I struggled with this mentally a lot because I do believe in that like boss bitch power. You know what I mean? Like, I do believe that you need to like know who you are and know your value and your worth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to pick up your whole entire business and move somewhere different, you also have to understand that
you have to be adaptable. You just have to be adaptable.
Yeah, you are an amazing photographer, but you are amongst a lot of other amazing photographers. And unless you're like in Vogue and what all that stuff, like you're nobody, you know, like you have to make a name for yourself and you have to show, no matter where you are, like, yeah, like I'm here to play and I'm not just going to like let this work come to me. Like, I'm going to show that like I'm hungry for this. Do you
know
what I mean?
Because I think like certain success in another like area of the world or another industry of life, like say like I'm really successful at photography, but like now that I'm doing like life coaching or retreats, like, I mean, I can't just expect that's going to be like easy. That's just going to come to me. Like, I have to be willing to do the work. But I love that. Like, just not expecting that just because you have it easy over here in the States, not easy. Like, you've worked for it, but like you're confident in the fact that like you've been successful. But when you move somewhere else, like you have to be like, okay, like the Kim Kardashian freaking video.
Yeah, you have it. Get up and fucking work.
I knew you would know it. Cass doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
I
knew
you would know. I know it. I'm not under a rock, guys. Thank you.
Well, you did it when we podcasted the other day.
Well, now I know it.
Well, now she knows. She looked it up since then, okay?
Yeah, leave me alone. No, but I think, Lindsay, you make a great point, because the same thing happened to me, is like moving to Maui. I was there for like a year and a half, and then COVID hit and I moved back to the States, and to the mainland is what they call it, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But so both happened to us. But what's interesting about you and I is we kind of have the same story of the fact of like meeting a guy, having a dog, falling in love, like love where we are now, you know, kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I remember struggling with it in Maui, being like, like looking back at pictures or different things, or like things started opening up again, being like, should I have stayed? Like, did I fail there? Like, why did I leave? Like all these different things. But then ultimately it's like, I'm happy you're here. Like, I'm happy you're right where I am and in my circumstance. And it just is, it's just interesting, because it's like, no matter where you are, it's like the grass isn't greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it.
Exactly.
And I think that that was like the biggest lesson for me, and why talking to you like resonated so hard, is because of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I literally was looking at photos just the other night of like my time in Scotland, and a part of me like got really sad, because I was just like, man, like I miss that life so much. But I am so happy now that, like, I can't discredit, like, you have to remember, a lot of times people, like, not only people glorify, like, moving somewhere cool and, like, all of that and picking up your life and business and destination photography, like, that's definitely glorified and there are definitely cons to it, like, we, you know, discussed, like, a little bit here, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of the times when we look back at those memories, like, we forget the hard times. Like, I mean, I remember when I was walking around, like, by myself in Scotland thinking, like, and this has nothing to do with photography, it's more personal, but, like, I remember, like, I've been single for so long and I felt like I'd move over here and, like, fall in love and, like, have this amazing love story. And then I came to learn that there are jerks over there as much as there are, like, in my backyard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to experience highs and lows wherever you are in life. Mm-hmm. But, like, learning to, I don't know, just, like, not glorify that time, but remember, like, I did struggle and, like, I had a hard time, but I also had a beautiful time, and, like, mm-hmm. look back on those memories and honor that. Like, don't get sad or, like, wish that you could go back. Like, love that time, but just know that was a part of your story, and, like, love where you're at now, you know?
Yeah.
And, so oh. like now I'm not shooting what I expected. Like, you know, my 2020, I'm like, I was set to travel all over the world and I was like, man, my business is going to be like set. Like, I'm so excited. And then now I've just like, obviously that's kind of been derailed and I'm having to, I mean, I'm still booked, but I'm shooting larger weddings, you know, stuff that I wouldn't, yeah. wasn't really wanting to get into, kind of like get out of, but I have like a home, I have a dog, I have a boyfriend, like things yeah. that I was missing in Scotland, like I have now, you know.
What do you think you've learned from being in the like travel elopement field that other people should know if they want to be there?
Like good or bad?
Both.
Both.
Both. It's very tiring. It's okay. Very, very, very tiring. You know, it's so funny because now I feel like I don't want to let go of being like a destination photographer. Like, I don't want to let that go because traveling really does feed my soul. Like, anytime I travel, I'm like, oh, like I just feel like I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was doing it back, you know, like a year or two ago, I was totally fine living out of a suitcase. Like, didn't care where I slept, like didn't have roots or ties to anything. Now I have a home, I have a life, you know, I have like yeah. a daily thing here. And so traveling is like harder. It's like a harder concept for me. I'm like, oh, like I gotta plan it out.
Right. Okay, and then, so, like, yeah. the good part. What's, like, the good thing?
Oh, my gosh. Like, there's so many good things. Like, just the fact of coming alive. Like, you get to experience a world. Like I don't love – I've learned to love the mundane things, but I don't love mundane things. Like, mm-hmm. I've learned to – like, what we talked about the other day, like, learning mm-hmm. to, like, love that, but – I love the excitement of like meeting new people, like trying new food, experiencing new culture, like seeing sights. Like I get like an adrenaline rush off of it.
Yeah. Like newness, just anything you do for the first time.
It's just so, it's so fun. And then you get to come back and like, okay, I've got my home, I've got my routine here, but mm-hmm. it's so nice to kind of like rattle your cage every now and then,
yeah.
get out of your comfort zone and realize like there's so much world out there.
Yeah, it gives you like perspective of like anything yeah. you're stressed about or anything that you're like worried about. It's like you're just, they're so yeah. small compared to the big picture.
Oh yeah. And I think it really helps you creatively too, because I feel mm-hmm. like if you don't push yourself to travel or like set up shoot somewhere or whatever, it's like
yeah.
you get stuck in a box and like right. a cookie cutter of like, okay,
how would you say like you get out of like a creative rut, or like what inspires you the most? Just in photography or creating?
Yeah, it's actually funny that you asked this, because I was just thinking about this the other day. I think I'm like really wanting to sign up for – I haven't done a retreat in several years now. So I was thinking of like maybe doing that for myself. Mm-hmm.
Do it. Come to Carmia's with us in Lake Powell.
We're going. I was literally just talking to Kara yesterday about her workshop.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to the Iceland one. But yeah, we're going to the content day in Lake Powell. And that just seems
maybe I'll go to that one. Hey. No, I was literally just talking to Kara yesterday because her and I were supposed to, before the pandemic hit, we were talking about doing a collab in Scotland together. And then everything kind of changed. And she just, I mean, I am so proud of that girl. I know there's been like stuff behind the scenes that have probably been hard, but like, she has just gone after it and exploded her business. And I feel like she's created a space for photographers to like really think outside of the box. Like everything that she's done and like her creative content shoots, I'm like, how, what, when, where, how did you think of that? Yeah. So I think that's kind of like, there is something to say about going on retreats, but then there's also something to say about like feeling confident enough in yourself to like know what you're doing, and you don't have to go on retreats all the time to like get out of it. Like you can set up your own, like you can do your own thing, you know? I think for me, I think I'm just craving like meeting new people and like, I don't know, it's that excitement of like going somewhere. Yeah,
that newness that you've been talking about.
That newness. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's that not just me setting up a shoot with like models and stuff, being like, no, like I want to experience this with like friends, you know?
Yeah. No, I totally get that. That's so good. Okay. Cass, do you want to ask anything else before I do the rapid fire?
No, rapid fire. Let's get it.
All right. Rapid fire. Okay, so at the end of our episodes, we like to just do like 10 rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Yeah, except every time you say rapid fire, I think of Finding Nemo, the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire.
That's so cute. Okay. Yeah, I love that. Okay, ready.
Okay, number the Ring of Fire.
Uno. Okay, how do you choose to level up daily?
Gosh, is it supposed to be rapid? How do I choose to level up daily?
Yes.
I'll look myself in the mirror and remind myself who the fuck I am.
Fucking go. I'm here for that. Okay, number two. How do you anchor yourself through hard seasons?
Pray.
Let's go. Okay. Good job. Rapid.
Thanks.
Three, biggest piece of advice you'd tell your younger self?
To not compare. To not compare your chapter one to somebody's chapter 50.
So fucking good.
You know, like give yourself grace in all seasons and all chapters of life, and you know, don't expect to know everything right away. But like you'll get there and you'll be able to teach others when they're in their chapter one.
That's so beautifully said. Okay, number four, kind of going off that one, what's one piece of advice you can share with all of our listeners that are maybe wanting to do what you're doing?
Just stop getting in. The biggest thing that is stopping you from leveling up or doing what you want to do in life is yourself. Like, there is no excuse for not being able to be or do what you want to do. If you want to travel, if you want to book that wedding, if you want to be a 10K photographer, if you, you know, want to quit your 9-to-5 job, like, there are so many, if we sit there and like live in our excuses, we're just going to be constantly feeding ourselves negativity, when it's like, you have to choose every day to love yourself and to show up for yourself to like, okay, what is the life that I want to create? Cause we only have one life to live. So it's like, if you're not happy, the only person that is getting in the way of that is yourself.
Damn.
So change it, girl.
Yes.
That's so good. Okay. Number six. What's next for you?
What's next? I know where you're going with this. I actually have like thought about getting into YouTube and mentorship. Yes, honey. So I feel like I thrive the most when I'm able to share experiences and teach others. like how to get to where I've been, or even how to lead them, even if I've never been there, like how to offer advice on how they can get there. I just love being a teacher. And so I think that stepping into that realm of, you know, mentorships, like what does that look like in YouTube of, because I'm a very transparent person. So it's like, what does it look like to show people more of me and like when I travel or when I edit or, you know, what my daily life looks like. So
yeah, that is a really big strength.
We shall see.
Yes. Yes.
Stay tuned. Okay.
Stay tuned, y'all.
Can you share your three top book recommendations with the audience?
Book?
Yeah.
Bitches, you know, I don't read a lot.
Okay, it could be resources. It could be a book, podcast, show, a person that inspires you on Instagram. It could be anything.
Okay, we got this. So I'm going to actually pull up my podcast. Well, obviously this podcast.
Well, yeah. No.
Duh.
You're cute.
I actually do love podcasts. I don't listen to them enough, and I feel like I should.
I'll hit you with the next question while you think about this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the biggest takeaway from this entire episode that you hope that our listeners can learn from you today?
Biggest takeaway is just follow your dreams. Like no matter what they look like, no matter how hard they are, like I hope that I didn't paint this like negative image of like, oh, it's so hard. And like, it's, you know, you have so many obstacles. Like, I think I speak on that and shed light on that because it's glorified so much that not enough people talk about the downside of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to say that I wouldn't do it all over again. I think so just kind of like trying to tell people just to go after your dreams and don't be scared. And if you do hit an obstacle, learn to pivot and what that looks like.
So good.
But yeah, I can't find the, of course my Spotify is like logged me out. So
I think
what is that? That unfuck yourself.
Unfuck your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's another, see, I can't even, you can't put me on the spot with the books.
It's okay.
My biggest thing is like, I love being able to like listen to books because I get so sleepy every time I read them.
Yeah.
I wish I could be that reader girl, but it ain't me.
I used to think the same thing last year, and this year I'm a new bitch. And
okay,
I
literally have been seeing so many people with this one book.
Is it by Colleen Hoover?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That's what got me into reading.
Everyone is reading this, and it's like,
It ends with us. If you start it, dude, you will become a reader. I promise you. I promise you.
I think my issue is that I tend to, because I'm a three, I feel like anytime I listen to podcasts or read books, it has to be like informational and like you're learning and you're growing. Whereas like sometimes it's a lot on the brain. So 100%. I feel when everyone kept sharing that book, I was like, maybe I need to like pick a book.
That's what it is.
Where it's just like, you know, don't have to worry about retaining information. You're just following a story.
Honestly, it helps your creative imagination so much. Like it has helped my creative brain on another level because it's like the way that I'm imagining the way that like I'm reading it. Like every person, the way they read it, like a scene or a scenario is going to be so different than another person's. But it's like it's helped me like in shoots and posing and things like that. It's really, really, because it's about love and like it really does help your business in a way.
Okay, so ordering it today as soon as we get off the podcast.
I know. I'm like, should I need? I need to too.
Yeah,
normally
I like to mix it up with like a personal book at night because I like to be off my screen. So I was like, what can I replace one habit with and do like a good habit? So that's what I do
that's so good.
Some personal development. I used to be the same way, but I promise you, if you read that book, like I read it. I didn't think it was possible. Like I read it in 48 hours. Limiting belief that like I was the slowest reader, couldn't finish a book.
Yeah,
like,
that's me. I don't remember the last time I finished a book. Truly.
I promise you it will like give you the confidence that you need to read. Anyways, okay. So what is your superpower or gift or purpose?
I think fix problems. If somebody came to me and was like, I have this issue, like, I'd be able to fix it. Because I think it's really frustrating for me when I feel like I can't help someone. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's a good one.
I think that's great. Okay. And number 10, plug yourself. Where can people find you? Where can people learn more about you? Where can people, you know, look into mentorships from you?
All the things. If you go into Instagram, it's Lindsay, LYNDSEY, Lindsay Ann Photo. There's another girl I found recently. It's LI, Lindsay Ann Photos. I'm like, no. I'm LY.
No,
queen. I'm sure you're great, but I'm the original Lindsay Ann
Photo. The OG.
I'm the OG. Don't forget it. Yes, I'm on that. And I'm right now currently on the back end of like trying to figure out how I'm going to promote myself and like what I'm going to do for Instagram for mentorships, but definitely look there.
Excited
for you.
Find
my website on there. So yeah, I'm pumped. Well, I think just talking to you guys like really helped me as well, because I swear like people coming into your life just for the, like at the best times, because I've been thinking about this. And then when Cass reached out and then like I started talking to you, I was like, wait, these girls are like,
universe aligns you, I swear.
I know.
We feel the same way about you.
In the future.
We fucking adore you.
I'm like, a brunette. Every blonde needs a brunette best friend. Okay?
That's true.
That's so good. I just love and adore you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
For speaking all the wisdom into our listeners. And with that said, everyone, we hope you guys level the fuck up this week. And we hope that you guys got so much out of this podcast with Lindsay. She's amazing. Go follow her. Go reach out to her. Go show her some love. And we love you guys and have the best week ever. Level the fuck up.